Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report for this Friday morning. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. Here are your composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 820 and three quarters, down 2.5. July, 836 and three quarters, down 3.75. March wheat in Chicago, 773 and a quarter, up 1. July, 789 and three quarters, down 0.25. March corn, 690 and a half, down 1. May, 693 and a quarter, down 1.25. July, 691, down 1. And December at 597 is up 1. January soybeans, 1420 and a half, up 1.75. July is 1403 and a quarter, up 1.75. November, 1306 and a quarter, up 3.75. January soybean meal, 428, down 180. January soybean oil, 48.78, up 49. December live cattle, 128.90, up a nickel. January feeder cattle, 151.55, up 27.5. And February lean hogs are 87.02.5. They're unchanged on the day.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. And he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Looking for a bottom in this wheat market. And right now, March in Chicago, 775 and a half, up 3.25. Are we getting close to a bottom?
Well, we would have one, in my view, Dave, after the weekly export sales breaking 1 million metric tons. But we continue to sit on the brink of this fiscal cliff. And I think this week's trade has once again, seemed to almost proved to me that we're at a stage where the trade is not going to buy into the grain market. The disparity between the asset classes and what the investors have chosen to put money into or take money out of because of the lack of resolution approaching January 1 and what's going on in Washington has just made, not only are we looking at a cliff fiscally, but we're looking at this chasm between asset classes. And in my view, either grains and metals are way too cheap, or equities and livestock sectors are way too expensive, because that seems to be where the money has been moved out of and pushed into, and that doesn't make fundamental sense to me given the drought monitor, given the expansion of drought, given the weekly export sales. And so I think, simply put, the supply-demand fundamentals have continued to be put on hold for, what, 3 or 4 weeks in a row now when it comes to the wheat. And with the weekly export sales and corn being once again dismal and the trade nervous about the energy statistics coming out here at the top of the hour as far as ethanol numbers, corn, I think, has shown once again it's not going to be able to find a bottom until the wheat does first.
And does it also go back to the dollar, or the dollar being the most sensitive in relative to wheat sales?
It's interesting you say that, because I think that's where the trade was truly surprised. At least the people I talked to in Chicago this morning were very surprised at the sales in the wheat market. We knew Egypt purchased, but there was a lot more purchasing going on. And I went back and looked at the U.S. dollar index, and we're right back where we were at the end of last year in terms of the dollar currency, with a lot less competition, a lot less major exporter supplies to come in and try and rob us of business. And I think those two things come together very nice. So I do think the currency played a big role in these export sales. And I would go out on the limb and say, if we don't see the financial markets like the livestock and the equities markets take a big move to the downside next week, if we do go off this fiscal cliff, then I think we can look forward to the wheat supplies to continue to go down here in the United States, because I think the exports will set a trend. I think that's where this weekly export sale number has me feeling very good about the future of wheat exports as we go into the winter months.
If we go over the cliff, don't have a deal on December 31st, would we not anticipate dollars flowing into gold and other kind of equities like that?
Yeah, I mean, this is where you've got these hard currency, and in between that, Dave, and the Federal Reserve saying we're going to try and force interest rates lower by printing money, which is inflationary. So they've moved off the quantitative type mindset that Bernanke successfully did these last 3 years. They're going more to a traditional monetary policy to keep us out of the Japanese deflation issue. And I think that, along with what you're talking about, really does make you wonder if we go off the cliff and bond yields go higher because our debt rating is lower, doesn't that mean that the U.S. dollar is not a buy, that it's actually a sell?
A sell,
and
right.
And all of a sudden the hard assets are the best currency out there. And I think that's really something that we have to watch and see if that happens. Or do we see the equities markets tank like we did in 08 because the president and the people in Washington have essentially created a second recession in 5 years, and all asset sectors take premium out, with, I think, the equities and livestock markets leading.
All right, let's go back to the grains. And it is the end of the year, end of the quarter. You look at the technical charts, longer term, monthly charts, it is nothing but ugly for corn.
Well, I think that's right, and I think that's the thing where the corn just is not one of those markets where you can just step in and buy. And I think this is where it goes back to the Dow Jones UBS Grain Index. The weekly continuation chart has tested now for a second week in a row the 50-week moving average. We have tested last week's lows. We're at a very critical level here in that Dow Jones UBS Grain Index chart. It's unlikely that the wheat will lead us lower at this point because the commodity trading funds are already short. So that leaves the corn. The commodity trading funds are extremely long in the corn still. And I think that's where, if we go down another leg, I think that's where the corn probably has the most susceptibility to another leg down. And that's where it is my last choice of putting any longs in place. Now, if the wheat would bottom, then you could say, well, the corn should be able to follow along, but that's a big if.
Right, there's a lot of room to bail there from the non-specs.
There is. That's really what it boils down to, is who is left in the pool if the cliff comes and we do see all assets take a beating because the market assumes a recession, which means less global demand, which means maybe deflation again, and that's what we have to contend with in the first half or up until at least the January crop report, the January 11th crop report. I think that's where it's pretty easy for the bears to push themselves around the market until we get to the USDA report. Then you have some new fundamentals coming on.
Meanwhile, if I'm marketing for 2013 and now I see December 13 has a five handle, I know basis is good now, so maybe I can still get six-plus cash right now. Now I'm in a quandary. Do I do something right now, or do I have to be really patient?
I think if you took on extra risk with higher cash rents, you look at it. But I'm glad you asked this question, because I've been keeping a list of where do the fundamentals for the commodities look like, where do they look heading into 2013. And we had new home sales, the best in November since April 2010. We've got the U.S. dollar at the levels of last year. Iron ore prices have rallied 60% in 4 months. The Nikkei stock index is the best since 2005. Hong Kong is at a five-month high. Cattle futures are back towards their all-time highs made in March. Fed monetary policy is now printing money, an inflationary mindset, and we've got the D3 extreme drought on the drought monitor expanding since October 3rd. So we've actually gotten the drought worse since harvest of corn. So I can't see a good reason to really lock in a lot of corn and beans for new crop right now, because the commodity fundamentals overall to me look decent. They look actually better than they did a year ago at this time, Dave.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay, Dave, have a good day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. March corn is 690 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, 691, down one. December, 598, up two. January beans, 1422 and a quarter, up three and a half. March, 1416 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. November, 1306 and a half, up four. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.